USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the first of three memorial services for George Floyd, family attorney for Floyd, Benjamin Crump says there has to be a united team effort to prosecute the four officers involved in the 46-year-old's death.
It's a whole team of lawyers who are working because it's going to take a united effort fighting in the courtroom and outside the courtroom to get justice.
Speaking on a conference call, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, weighs in on those who are peacefully protesting and those who are rioting and looting.
Those who protest have a right and deserve to be heard. Those who loot deserve to have consequences. The rioters and the anarchists, they're not protesters. They're criminals.
McCarthy also calling for Congress to get back into session. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1.9 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. The coronavirus has forced roughly 42.6 million workers onto jobless roles in just 11 weeks. SpaceX remains busy with another rocket launch. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
This time it was an unmanned SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that lifted off on time on Wednesday night from Cape Canaveral in Florida, propelling 60 Starlink communications satellites into orbit. The successful launch boosting the number of Starlink satellites circling the Earth to 480, by far the greatest number of any communications network. Starlink is aiming to provide next-generation broadband internet service to the globe, outpacing what's been offered by players like Iridium and Intelsat. SpaceX saying in 2019 it was aiming to launch at least 1,600 satellites during its first phase. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to former Secretary of Defense James Mattis blasting President Trump, saying he's a threat to the Constitution. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
"Well, number one, General Mattis has the right to express himself above all others in many ways because he served the country over a long period of time, put himself at risk for the nation. I admire his service to the nation. But the one thing I would tell General Mattis is that you don't quite understand that from the time President Trump wakes up to he goes to bed, there's an effort to destroy his presidency."
And as far as using the military to help with riots and looting, Graham reminds us
that George H.W. Bush, 41, used the military to support the police in Los Angeles after the Rodney King verdict. The Insurrection Act has been used, but it's been sparingly used. Nobody wants to send active duty troops into American cities unless they're invited, unless they're absolutely necessary.
The NBA is officially back, the league's board of governors approving a proposal today to restart the season. ESPN is reporting 29 of 30 owners voted in favor of a 22-team playoff format set to begin in Orlando on July 31st. The league season was suspended on March 11th due to the coronavirus outbreak. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.